The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Juggalo underscore Trey 48. And you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. You missed the first hour. You missed pretty much Astros talk.
same old.
Great. So, all available on podcastarena.com any minute now. Somebody says the Astros should troll everyone and bring back the good guys slogan.
That is a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I honestly think they should, I mean, frankly, do all the villain giveaways. I think that'd be great. You know, and every time you hit a home run, somebody suggests pretend like you have a buzzer.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I think, and all this stuff about pitchers who are going to throw at them. Okay. If you're the Astros, you just throw at one of theirs.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So he says, I'm from Albuquerque. Glad to see the UFC finally make it to Rio Rancho. He has two questions for you. What do you think of the Corey Anderson fight? If he wins, does he fight Jones next?
Probably. That would be my guess. The winner of that fight fights Jones next. And then I think the next two or the last two guys that fought Jones, whenever Thiago Santos is healthy enough to fight, my guess is Thiago Santos and he fights the guy who he just beat. Why is his name blanking on
Reyes?
Me? Yeah, Dominic Reyes. Those two will fight, and the winner of that would get the next crack.
Okay.
So.
And somebody says waste management needs to be a sponsor of the Astros. That would be epic. Tiny trash cans for giveaways. Yeah, they should do stuff like that.
Just own it.
Yeah. Trash cans, little tiny fake video monitors, you know, with the Astros logo on them.
I would also, I would get a wrap around every trash can in the building, a picture of the World Series ring or a World Series trophy.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
So just said, make all your trash cans look fancy.
Somebody says the Astros need to put a statue of a trash can outside Minute Maid.
It works.
Yeah, I'm down for that too. Trash can with a bat.
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Let's go ahead and squeeze in a couple of calls here, and then we'll move on from this.
Let's do it,
Mike. What's up?
Hello, guys. This is Penn State Mike. And at Penn State, we feel like what the Astros did really wasn't that bad.
Thank you, Penn State Mike.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done better. He's done worse, I guess.
Yeah. That was what it was. All right. Try David.
Hey, David.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Pivot from the multifaceted national Astro story and talk about a more pedestrian, mundane story that we've been dealing with for a while is the shelf life of James Harden. I just wanted to note, I agree with you that it's going to be 1.5 this year. They're probably not going to get out of fifth seed, and they're going to play Utah and lose in the first round. What do y'all think the frustration level of Fertitta is in terms of, I think he has this misplaced assumption that Harden is kind of like Olajuwon, when the team just kind of moves some people around and you can get a championship with the guy. But I just wanted to know y'all's thoughts on how long it's going to be until he jettisons Harden in your mind, if you had a gun to your head. Is it, a year or a year and a half? Today, on the 25th anniversary of the most significant trade in Rockets history. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Listen, they're married to James Harden. He's got the biggest contract in
and Russell Westbrook
the
at
world.
This stage. I mean, yeah, this is going to be your duo, And
so at the end of this year, it's not even an option to get out of that contract at the end of this year. So it seems to me that they're with him until at least through the end of 2023. So unless they can find someone who can take on a $47 million contract and wants to give you something decent back in return. That's the problem with James Harden. It's what I've always said. You know, James Harden is a superstar player. He's just a superstar player who's not good enough to carry a team to a title. So it's like we always say with quarterbacks. If you've got a player like James Harden, you obviously want to keep him. Because what's the alternative? It's not having a superstar player.
He's Kirk Cousins. He's going to put up big numbers. And you get to the playoffs, he's not going to get it done.
Yeah.
So, if Westbrook...
Or is Andy Dalton. He's going to get you there year after year.
Yeah. Well, Dalton never put up really significant numbers.
You know who he is, really? Is Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is a more apt... that's more of an apt fit because he does... I mean, every single year, he's putting up big numbers. Almost every year, he's got his team... You know, people start thinking, man, maybe the Chargers are going to be a little something this year. And then every year ends in disappointment. I don't know how many kids James has. But
that we know of.
Well, yeah, that's... Do we even know?
Oh, that was super racist, Trey.
No, it wasn't. He goes to he's a basketball player. He's going to be getting with the ladies.
So what's that mean?
Like any famous athlete is going to be getting with a lot of women,
Would
right?
you have said that about Justin Verlander?
Yes.
Justin Verlander is happily married.
Yeah, but before he was married, he's probably getting with a lot of women.
You think he has children that he just doesn't?
Probably.
Trey, I'm disappointed in you. How dare you speak of our great Justin Verlander?
I know, blasphemous.
It's really obscene. Yeah, but you're just at this point, you're kind of stuck with him because this is the way you've decided to build your team. You've basically pushed everything. I mean, now that you've got no assets left after what you've just done.
And they're also, I mean, he's not going to spend over the luxury tax.
Well, yeah, he just fought really hard to not get over that tax or to get under it. So it's basically James, Russ, Covington, and a bunch of dudes. And hopefully those dudes show up at the right time and give him a shot. I don't believe it. I can't see it happening over the... I can't see him doing it throughout the course of the playoffs, through four playoff series. But that's what they've got to try to do. And is that going to get... I mean, James is the last guy. He'll be the last guy standing. There'll be a new coach. There'll be a new GM. There'll be a bunch of new stuff if this doesn't work before James is gone. You agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Although it seems like there's no way to get rid of a GM.
But I think, if you didn't get rid of him after the whole China thing.
Yeah.
I think he's safer than Bill O'Brien.
What, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough call.
Of course, I would have said that about Jeff Luno until a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He's just as safe as anyone. It's the one guy who wins. He's the one that gets whacked. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, you see there's actual stories now about people betting the XFL. They're like telling you how
they're
to bet
all over
the XFL.
It, man.
Yeah. They should have listened to us last week. They'd have been fine.
Yeah. They'd be millionaires. Maybe not that, but
no,
it's probably low limits.
Maybe thousandaires.
Yeah. Or hundredaires. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I think Trey's a hundredaire.
Actually, I just got paid, so I'm a thousandaire.
Dang.
Nice.
I got a lot of money from driving the roller that I saved up. So
That's good, man. So what do you do? Are you working at a construction site or what?
Yeah, we were working at a place called Chesapeake Apartments. We were moving all the dirt, and I was just making sure the dirt was flat so the dump trucks wouldn't get stuck.
You pretty good at that?
I'd say I am.
Do you ever roll over stuff you're not supposed to roll over?
Nah, not usually. There isn't usually any stuff on the ground. It's usually pretty clean.
Okay. What's the worst mishap that's happened on that job? Because when you mess up here, everybody knows.
It's going to be really, like, stupid, but, like, the most inconvenient thing, like, the worst mishap, I haven't had any, but the most inconvenient thing is how, like, rough it is, and it's just annoying. And my headphones always come unplugged, and I just, it's annoying.
Have you thought about, because you've got thousands of dollars saved up, have you thought about buying some AirPods?
I got some Beats Power 3s that I use, but they die really quickly, so. But yeah, AirPods would be great, but I'm an Android guy, so I know that's the worst thing.
Right. Have you thought about with those thousands of dollars maybe upgrading to an iPhone?
Yeah, that's the goal. I'm going to upgrade when I'm eligible. I plan to upgrade to the new iPhone.
So that job pays better than this job?
Not by much. It's like, but I'm not, it's not like, I'm not doing it now because we're kind of, there's not a lot of dirt going on, but it does a little bit.
Are they going to call you back when you need to move some dirt again?
I would imagine, yeah. I'd be.
Do you own the roller?
Nah, it was rented from I don't remember where they rented it, but they rented the roller and they rented the backhoe and everything. So.
Do you know how to drive the backhoe or just the roller?
I know the rudimentary stuff of the backhoe. I don't know how to like. I can't like put dirt in the dump truck or anything, but I know how to like.
You know how to drive it.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to operate.
I don't know how to operate.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have a card that says dirt mover?
No, I wish.
No,
that
he's not
awesome.
A dirt mover. He's a dirt smasher.
Yeah, I'm a dirt smasher.
Okay.
What would you do if you rolled over a child?
There wouldn't be a child. I would pay attention. I wouldn't like.
Oh, you are always paying attention.
Yeah.
But you're listening to music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it's like.
What happens if like your headphones come unplugged and you're like, oh, man, and you look down and then a kid runs out to get his soccer ball and.
I stop. Like, I usually stop to check everything. Like, I'll stop every now and again and check Twitter, see what's going on with the scores, and then readjust my headphones.
Okay.
Because that's serious business, you know?
Yeah. What if you are rolling one day and you come across a body that's buried shallow?
Well, I guess
would you call
I would,
the police?
I would alert the authorities, yes. I would
or would you tell your boss first?
I would probably tell the boss, my dad. I'd be like, hey, yo, Dad, there's a dead body over here.
Okay.
And you'd be like, all right, son, well, I guess we need to call the cops.
Well, what if your dad said, Trey, you never saw that body?
Good point.
He said, just roll over it, put some dirt down there and roll over it.
That is a good point.
Then what would you do?
I'd have to take it to the grave because, you know, that's my dad. And, you know, you got to look at, you got to.
And you're very loyal to your boss, right?
Yeah, I'm loyal to most people. But okay. But yeah.
Okay.
I would say I never saw it.
Except that girlfriend that beat you up. You weren't loyal to her.
Nah, I got rid of her.
Yeah.
She's gone forever.
I'm glad about that. She was bad news for you. Is your life better without her?
Big time.
There's less sex having going on though, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not the end of the world. I'm not worried about it, you know?
Yeah, you like, even before you had sex, you weren't that worried about having sex.
Yeah, it doesn't really, it's not really a big deal for me, you know?
Right. It's cool if it happens.
Yeah.
But
know,
you're not like, you're not seeking it out.
No.
You're just, you know? You're just preparing yourself for what your life will be about, well, like when you're married.
Yeah,
married.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
That's how it is, yeah.
Did you know that Pornhub Premium is free today because it's Valentine's Day?
I was not aware. But I don't really understand why you would need that. It's already all there anyway.
I've never understood that either. I don't really know what Pornhub Premium is.
I guess you get to talk to the models more.
Well, who wants that?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody wants that.
That's bad. I don't need that. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to. That's the last thing you want is some girl sitting there going, oh, hey, look.
Yeah, judging you.
It's AJ Hoffman.
Gross.
Yeah.
I listen to you all the time.
Yeah,
AJ.
Love. What are the odds Wednesday?
Yeah,
that's why you got to pick the ones from like Croatia.
is that your favorite search term?
No. I know nothing about this. I'm just making.
Oh, okay.
Making conversation
if,
here.
If there were search terms like that, that'd be one of your favorites.
Yeah. If you could get on there and look for a model, you'd want one from Croatia.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you want new hair, I can tell you where to go to get that. Just visit 975hair.com, and they've got deals for consultations. If you've been thinking about it, just go talk to them. Find out what it's about. Dr. Linville can fix your hair, and this isn't hair plugs. This isn't some wig thing. This is your own hair. He extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. And ran into a friend last night who hadn't seen me in a while, and he said, man, something's different. I go, yeah, it's the hair. And, I mean, it really is coming in nice. And the great thing about Dr. Linville, if you just go and get this consultation, talk to him, he'll sell you on it because he had it done himself and his hair looks fantastic. And it really is a great, great new technology that they have to do this with. Right now, go to 975hair.com, get your consultation set up, and you will thank me, I promise you. 975hair.com, get your hair back.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, it was a couple, maybe a month or so ago, we did the highest revenue colleges. And what their value would be.
Their brand.
Yeah. Did you see that Ohio State, which made $210 million in revenue last year, lost money?
How?
Just as they had $210.5 million in total revenues, $220.6 million in operating expenses.
Is that like buying tattoos for the players and stuff like that?
It's probably one of those things, yeah, or steroids. But
yeah, they've got to keep giving away jerseys to everybody. So that's like, God, how do you guys go through so many jerseys? We're going through like 10 a week. What's going on? I don't know. Jerseys and Sharpies keep going missing. It's really expensive to replace.
The athletic director denies it. He says, there's no way I would be sitting here with 36 sports if we had a $10 million deficit. It just wouldn't happen. I'd be dropping sports and ticket prices would go up.
Yeah, so where's that number coming from?
It's basically from an internal management report where they claim the deficit's only $624,000.
Interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, it does cost a lot of money to put on all the sports. I can see that. But department said the $10.4 million difference is made up of contributions from so-called plant funds. Money that was held
that
from previous... that would be a good way to go about it. It's money that was held from previous fundraising efforts.
Gotcha.
So the school allocated the money toward its budget for 2019, but it's a different requirement that prevented it from recording the contributions on its report to the NCAA.
Gotcha.
So it's money they were hiding.
So that's not a good look.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, still, they've really got 36 sports.
Yeah.
That seems about right because you got a lot of them that aren't going to get you any revenue at all. Do you see that one last thing on the science done that Tony Kemp says he refused to do it?
I heard that.
Yeah. He said, once I got there in September, the system was already in place. I just tried to keep my head down and play hard and not really concern myself with it.
So if he heard a trash can bang, he just ignored it?
I guess. He just he only hit 216 that year, though.
I feel like maybe he should have gotten in on the plan.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he should have listened when
that's
they banged the
worst.
The
when you're on the 2017 Astros and you hit 216, people are like, maybe that's just his way of basically saying, hey, guys, I know you all thought I sucked that year because I hit 216, but just so you know, that 216 was clean.
I can be proud of it.
Yeah.
I'd be more proud of a cheating 280.
But yeah, I'll take cheating 280.
That's me. But that's interesting. That's the first guy that said he didn't participate.
Yeah.
And he actually, I guess it was the next year, he hit pretty well.
Well, relatively well.
For him. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So he says Heisman candidates don't come cheap.
That's true.
At Ohio State. Yep. So... Oh, man. I don't know why I'm fascinated by how much money a lot of these things make. But when Ohio State's one of the biggest because we just talked about it. And so it's interesting to think about how much they actually spend, too, because you know, that doesn't come up very often. It's like, well, they made $210 million in revenues. Okay. So how much did they spend? Speaking of spending, I don't know if you noticed this, but it probably just interests me, but McClatchy, which has a bunch of newspapers, has filed for bankruptcy. They got the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star. I mean, a bunch of really good newspapers. And they basically, the revenue keeps going down. I don't know why these guys think that's going to change.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, well, digital revenue's up, but it's still never going to be what they were getting in the paper. I think you've got to model this to where as long as you have them, the profits are going to go down every year.
Yeah.
I don't see that changing. And I think it's a bad thing to lose newspapers because we're going to keep getting more of the fake news guys out there that people are going to think are really good. But, you know, that's not a good look. Did you see the, I'm not going to go through all these, but it's, if you want to see something funny, go look at all the FCC complaints about the Super Bowl.
The halftime show?
More than 1,000 complaints were lodged simply on the halftime show. It's a little more, it says, than the 55 complaints about Adam Levine's nipples last year. So
there's a lot of nipple, a lot of Adam Levine nipple.
Yeah, well.
What do you think of his nipple, Trey?
I wasn't looking, honestly.
You turned away at that?
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of went outside when the Super Bowl halftime show was on. I didn't really care.
This year, too?
No, this year I stayed in.
You stayed and watched. What'd you think of the crotch shots of Shakira?
It was fine by me. I mean, I didn't have any issues with it. Shakira looked great, but I got a soft spot for J-Lo, you know?
What if a soft spot or a hard spot?
Yeah, good point. The second one for sure.
What if you had children? If there were little Juggalo Trays running around, would you have wanted them to see Shakira's crotch jabbing at the screen?
Honestly, I mean, there's worse. The kids are probably watching worse already.
Like Adam Levine's nipple would be worse.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Right. Nobody wants to see
that. What about
that
big tattoo that says California on his stomach?
That's a weird place to get a tattoo. I think...
Don't you have a tattoo on your stomach that says Baytown?
No, I just have the Astros tattoo. I have no other tattoos.
Have you thought about getting a new one?
Yeah, all the time.
Have you thought about getting a Baytown tattoo?
That'd be pretty cool. Like, I could get the same Astros logo, but with a B instead of an H.
No, I was thinking more like Baytown. Like, did you go to Baytown High School?
No, I went to Klein Oak.
Oh, well, that won't work then.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe get a tattoo that says Baytown Badass.
Yeah, the Baytown Badass.
2.0.
Yeah, 2.0. I saw that dude on Texas Avenue the other day. He was throwing the football with some fans.
In Baytown?
Yeah, on Texas Avenue.
Did you say what's up?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't see him physically, but I saw him on Twitter.
Have you checked your LinkedIn lately?
I don't think so, no.
Do you have LinkedIn?
I don't think so.
You should know. Well, if you had checked your LinkedIn, you might be seeing that they're looking for a co-host for him.
Oh, really?
Would you be interested in doing that?
No.
A couple Baytown boys?
No, I don't think that's for
breeze?
Me. I don't think I'm good enough to co-host with Clint Stoerner.
Why not?
I don't know if I'm in... That's big shoes to fill.
Well, I mean, it's Rich Lord's old job. Any old chucklehead can do that.
I guess, but it's big shoes to fill, you know? I'm more of a producer.
Okay.
I don't know. Give us a little taste of what it would sound like.
Yeah, you want to practice?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. This will be funny.
All right, y'all. We're back. Sports Radio 610, home of the Houston Texans. Second most famous team in the whole great state of Texas behind America's team. Trey, I don't know if you know this. I used to play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Did you know that about me?
You can only get this kind of insight here on Sports Radio 610.
Trey, this is about me. Did you know... I played for the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
You had my jersey, didn't you, man?
I had a Romo jersey.
Oh, but I'm talking before Romo, you had a Sterner jersey.
I don't think I did, no.
You look like an Arkansas man, too. Maybe you liked me when I was at Arkansas.
That could be, yeah. I think I got one laying around somewhere.
You got a pig hat?
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't.
I'm going to get you one, man. I'm going to get you one. You can rock it.
Well, I appreciate that.
You'll rock it, right?
I'm sure I'll be popular.
I'll sign it for you.
All right. That'll go for a lot of money, I'm sure, Mr.
Yeah, man.
Sterner.
Oh, you can call me the Baytown Badass, man. You don't need to go with that Mr. Sterner nonsense.
6'10".
We're casual here, bro.
Yeah, that's true. We're hanging out, you know, here on 610, talking Cowboys, me and Clint Sterner.
No, we're not talking Cowboys. We talk about me.
Yeah, that's
true. We don't really talk Cowboys.
Remember that
we're talking Texans. Let's talk
Texans. Remember that one time Ryan Leaf came in for you?
Hey, man, we're talking Texans now, Trey.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, I don't think you're right. That's not going to work out for you.
No, definitely not. I might as well just stay behind the glass.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably listen to that show. I think you should make it happen.
I appreciate it.
All right, 713-780-3776. When we come back, we are going to have a little interview with Bob Arum. You think he's going to be racist?
I don't think he was racist. He did say, we've needed an American heavyweight, an American-born heavyweight. There's a lot of Europeans who have done it, but for the American audience to engage, they needed an American-born heavyweight like Deontay Wilder.
Not Is that racist?
I don't think
not
so.
All. Not at all.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Quick break. Bob Arum when we come back.
Date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Joining us now on the program is the CEO of Top Rank Boxing, one of the legends of the sport and in an International Boxing Hall of Famer, Bob Arum, is joining us. Bob, how are you today, sir?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. I mean, the anticipation is building for this heavyweight extravaganza. I just can't wait for a week from Saturday.
How amazing is it that, it almost seemed like the heavyweight, the days of interest in the heavyweight division were gone forever. And, you know, I know you promoted Ali back in the day and all the way through the Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield days. And then that ends, and it seems like we've been in this doldrum of about 20 years where there just hasn't been much interest in the heavyweight division. And now this feels like a mega fight. Where did the interest come from again? Did it just take getting the right guys in there together?
Well, to some extent, it does. I mean, here you have something unique. Two undefeated fighters. Each with a claim at the heavyweight title, evenly matched, going at each other. It's like the Ali Frazier fight was in 1971. Same kind of scenario. I think that a problem has been with the proliferation of other sports like professional football and basketball, a lot of the big guys who might have in the past gone into boxing are performing in those leagues where they're paying money that back in Ali's days was not the case. So we have lacked for many years a good American heavyweight, and that's what it needs. There are big European guys because when you're growing up in Europe, unless you're fit for basketball, and many aren't because of their size structure, you can't play soccer because you're too big, really, on a professional level. And there's no football, American-style football, so they go into boxing, and that's why you get so many great heavyweights coming from Europe, like the Klitschko's, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Pulev, guys like that. So it was generally natural for enthusiasm for heavyweight boxing to die off because they wanted to see an American guy born in America who would rise to the top of the heavyweight division. And they got a guy like that now in Deontay Wilder fighting this amazing character, the Gypsy King. And people are going bazonkas with it because it's a real fight. It's interesting. It's dramatic. They only have to look at the previous fight that these two guys had, which ended in a draw, to know how compelling this fight's going to be.
You know, I think the stylistic difference between the two guys, I mean, obviously Fury is a great technician. I mean, he's also very big and powerful, but Deontay, most people would say not a great technical boxer, maybe not even a good technical boxer, but has this cartoonish knockout power. Do you think that mesh of styles is part of what makes this fight an interesting matchup?
Sure, because in the Deontay Wilder fight, you know, my guy, Tyson Fury, could end up winning 11 and a half rounds, and it'd still be dangerous. I wouldn't relax, because this guy throws a punch like a guy firing a bullet from a gun. You know, one punch takes somebody out. I mean, that's something we haven't seen. I mean, I've seen hard-hitting heavyweights like Big George Foreman, like Ernie Shavers, but they can cuss the guy and then went in for the kill and took him out. This Deontay Wilder is something special. I mean, he throws a punch, and that punch is lights out. Now, nobody has seen something like that in the consistent way that Wilder has demonstrated it.
When you rewatched the first fight, how did you feel about the judging decision to call it a draw?
Well, I was doing a fight that night in Quebec, Canada, a light heavyweight championship, Votsik and Stevenson. And we went to the fight, Votsik, Teddy Atlas, myself, Vasyl Lomachenko, Votsik's friend, was there with his father, and Usyk, another terrific undisputed cruiserweight champion, is now heavyweight, was there. And we all sat around the table watching that fight. And we had Fury way, way, way ahead. We didn't think it was even close. We had it something like 9-3. And so when they announced the fight as a draw, we were very surprised. Now, again, I was watching it on television. You know, maybe you don't see everything. But again, I thought that Fury won that fight.
How important is getting not just, you know, reasonable judging, but solid judging in these big fights? I know the UFC, just they're going through a lot of heat right now because their big star, there's questions about whether or not he should have won his last fight. When you have a mega fight like this, how important is it to have extremely competent judging in your mind?
Well, I'll say one thing. I don't think the judges are going to decide this fight. I think it's going to end in a knockout one way or the other. I know Fury is planning to take it to Wilder and was looking for a knockout somewhere in the middle rounds. But that being said, you have to have the best judges in the world just in case it ends up in their hands. It ends up on the scorecard. And I have absolute confidence in the Nevada Commission and their ability to pick the best judges for this fight. And I don't care if they're all American. I don't care where they come from, as long as they're the best judges, because the best judges will watch the fight and give a fair judgment on who wins each round.
You recently threw out an idea of Terrence Crawford and Conor McGregor having a two fight deal going back and forth between the two sports. Is that gaining any traction? Do you see that being maybe a realistic thing?
Well, I hope so. I think the manager of McGregor is looking with favor on it, because it's really not fair to take these MMA guys and put them into boxing where they're not very skilled, and the boxer's always going to win, or generally will win. We're going to say, hey, let's have a fair contest. Let's do the MMA first, and then we'll do the boxing. Terrence Crawford has a history as a wrestler. I mean, I really believe that he's a tough dude, and he will beat Conor McGregor in the octagon. And then after he does, if McGregor wants to get revenge, come over and fight Terrence Crawford in a boxing ring. I think that's fair, and I think there's interest on McGregor's part, and let's see what happens.
One last one before we let you go. Bob Arum joining us here. Have we gotten any further on talks about a Lomachenko-Lopez fight? I am a big fan of Loma. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. What's the latest on that matchup?
That fight, we're moving in that direction. We hope to have that fight take place on May 30th. We're finalizing a site deal for it, and we hopefully will have an announcement in the next 10 days.
All right, that's
but everybody wants to see that fight. That's a tremendous, tremendous fight. Loma is the best technician that I've seen, maybe ever. And this Lopez has this uncanny knockout power for a lightweight. I mean, the way he knocked out Comey in his last fight was something special.
That is Bob Arum. You will find him co-promoting the main event next Saturday. We're going to be out there in Vegas for that fight, a fantastic heavyweight battle between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. I can't wait for it. Biggest fight to me at the heavyweight division in decades. Bob, appreciate the time and appreciate you helping get this fight put together.
Good, and I'll be joining you when you're out in Las Vegas. Hopefully you'll put me on again, and we'll have a further talk.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Good.
Interesting stuff there from Bob. So I guess we'll be talking to him next week again.
That's right. Maybe you'll show up this time instead of being hungover.
No, I wasn't hungover. I was actually work. I've got another project I'm working on that we'll be talking about shortly. A lot of people love the Trey and Baytown Badass bit. Oh, just so you know.
I'm telling you.
I think there's
Armin, if you're listening.
Who's Armin?
Armin's the program director at 610.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not in tune with all this.
But if they said, hey, Trey, we'll give you $60,000 a year to be the co-host of the afternoon show, would you do it?
I don't know. I really like this place. Yeah. I'm loyal to this place. I don't think I could do it.
But I mean, 60 grand would be a lot for you. You could stop driving the roller.
I mean, I get it, but you know, I'd have to sit around and talk Texans all day, and it just wouldn't be good.
Yeah, but think about, you could soup up your car.
I could get a new stereo. That is true.
Yeah.
But you know,
buy an iPhone with AirPods.
I don't think I could do it. I just like this place too much.
He's no Mike Fiers.
What about 80 grand?
I'll think about it.
Okay.
I don't. I don't know. I don't think I could.
All right. Well.
And
Armin, the ball's in your court.
Also, a few fellow Klein Oak guys weighing in. Trey.
Oakham.
Yeah. So.
Did they know Trey from school?
No, they just...
I wonder what Trey was like in high school.
Really, really awkward.
Probably like he is now.
Probably stuffing kids in trash cans and stuff like that.
No, I was the one getting stuffed in trash
no
cans.
No way.
Yep,
no
totally.
Way. By guys totally. Like Fred, right?
No, of course
guys
not.
Like Fred in high school. No, high school no. Fred would have bullied high school Trey, I'll
high
tell you
High school
that much.
Fred would have been too stoned to do anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Remember our buddy Alex Gold, who got a job in Kansas City?
Yes.
Did you see the haircut he got?
No.
Because the Chiefs won? He got a Patrick Mahomes haircut. It's pretty hideous. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got a giveaway for you. If you want to go see some basketball. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The University of Houston men's basketball team faces Tulsa Wednesday, February 19th, inside the Fertitta Center at 8 p.m. At 5:53, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Cougars avenge a previous loss to Tulsa earlier this season, plus catch redshirt freshman guard Caleb Mills as he tries to become the second freshman in school history to lead Houston in scoring for a season. And make sure to listen for the U of H fight song all day for your chance to win another four-pack of tickets to the U of H versus Tulsa game. I would like to go to that, but we'll be on an airplane.
I did a hit on a Sirius XM show about college basketball. Well, I don't know if the show was about college. They wanted to talk to me about college basketball. And they asked me who I thought the best team in the American Conference was. I said, at this point, it's got to be Houston. I don't know who else you can pick. Cincinnati's the only other one in the conversation, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Wichita.
No.
At this stage. It's not really Memphis. So
what Wichita's done, considering how young they are, is impressive. But, yeah, they've fallen off. They hit a wall.
Well, and hell, UH is young, too. They got two freshmen, two sophomores starting, one senior on the team. That's a young group. So I'm enjoying your responses to some of these people on Twitter. I was just kind of going through and looking at them. here's the guy that said, wow, great mentality. Your future kids will be proud. I think he doesn't know you already have kids. He doesn't have any more.
He's a Dodger fan. He doesn't know me.
Having a dad that just accepts cheating with no consequences. No consequences? Didn't like four people lose their jobs over this?
Like I said, morons.
Yeah, well, I love your response, though. And if you're not following AJ on Twitter, says, true, I'm sure your kids are super proud. Dad, the baseball guys cheated. I know, it's horrible. What did you do about it, Dad? I did the right thing. I cried about it on Twitter. And it fixed everything, Dad? No, nothing changed, son. Oh, Dad, you're my hero. Good stuff, man.
Thank you.
All right, we need to do the...
I wish I could be that clever on the radio. Well, it's much more difficult.
I think if it were you and Trey, you might be able to.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you were right.
I mean, I like that. Maybe I'll produce.
That's actually a good idea.
Sit back and let you guys go at it.
Are you ready for that, Trey?
Totally. That would be incredible to see Fred produce. I would pay money to see that.
But not working with me, that wouldn't be incredible?
It would be just as incredible, too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I kind of got sidetracked there for a second.
All right, well, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
This is where you play the song, Trey.
Yeah.
Hang on one second. Let me find it.
I went as slow as I could to set him up for
where
this.
Where is it?
You know what?
It's the gem of the day, the gem of the day, the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day. I'm already saying it now.
The gem of the day. Yeah.
It's the gem of the day. Jeweler gem of the day.
You're probably not familiar with Samuel Arthur Thompson.
Yeah, he was Nick Fury in Avengers.
No, that's Samuel Jackson.
Oh.
Maybe it was Hunter Thompson's son. Hunter S. Thompson's son.
Oh, so he's the guy, he's got the beer company, the Boston Beer Company.
That's close. No, he's a convicted sex offender, and he never registered in Florida.
Isn't that Mark Twain's real name?
Something like that.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, well, of course, he's dead now, so it's not the same Mark Twain.
Okay.
But
I knew Mark Twain wasn't a sex offender.
He never registered in Florida as a sex offender when he moved there.
That's the place where you should most have to register.
Yeah, well, and guess what job he was doing?
He was school bus driver.
No. He was running the Jumbotron system for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh.
He got laid off in
2018. No kids show up at that thing.
No. He got laid off in 2018. And so, to get back at them, he logged in remotely and messed with the Jumbotron during games. And he basically would make it basically go dark, things like that. But that was his vengeance.
They should probably change their password.
Well, here's this is how this worked out for him. So they found out who it was, and the police go to arrest him, start looking at his computer.
Oh, boy.
And he's got child sex abuse images all over it.
Oh, boy.
So,
see?
You think you're out there.
All you guys trolling me on Twitter. One day, FBI is going to come find your computer.
Yep.
And they're going to find out what you're all about.
And, you know, that let this be a lesson. Don't go messing with a Jumbotron when you get fired, because they will find you.
But on the bright side, I'm the worst person imaginable because I don't care about the Astros cheating scandal anymore, according to that guy on Twitter. I'm the worst kind of person.
Well, you're just the worst parent.
That's a different person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They both feel that way. Yeah. All right. Somebody said AJ sang the Gym of the Day song exactly like the guy who actually sings it.
I know. I do my best.
So, yeah, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Johnny on the spot.
It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody asked, did you guys talk about the BW3's tweet?
No.
No. I hate people who are mad over that. It just get over it. I mean, they employ a lot of people in this city. So, yeah, I don't really have an issue with stuff like that. All right. Quick break. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, you know who we're going to have. Presumably RJ and Fezzik.
That's right.
It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.